We heard that you were in our neck of the woods earlier in Punjab. How was the reception there?
Yeah, it was very good. Of course, the markets, we went through the markets areas, and this whole state has been very, very supportive of this journey. The police have been tremendous. The traffic has been very courteous, and the people have been incredibly kind.
That's wonderful. And how's the animals changed from elephants and camels to cows and buffaloes?
Yes, most definitely. There's a lot more buffalo up here. the thing that I've noticed as well is a lot more horses and the smaller ponies. Of course, in Rajasthan, we had a lot of camels.
Yeah.
No camels up here, but many, many buffalo, obviously, to suit the farming districts here. Lots of crops of wheat, of course, but multiple crops, so everything from corn and potatoes.
Yeah, and we were looking at your photos, and you had a turban tied on your head.
Yeah, it was a little bit difficult to run with, but it was a lot of fun.
That's good. And were there any plans to go to the Golden Temple at all?
Oh, yes, had an incredible day. Probably one of the most amazing days during the course of this run. Well, the most amazing 2 days, of course, I ran into Amritsar, and that afternoon I was welcomed by many people that joined me to run in. A lot of the crew from Air India and a whole lot of other people that were involved with sponsorship of the run from Mahindra and also from Adani, but also so many people just from the city of Amritsar. And then I had the opportunity to go from there out to see the changing of the guard. And that was one of the most amazing sights I've ever seen, and something that I'll certainly be reporting back to Australia about, because that changing of the guard and the lowering of the flags at the end of the day right on the border was just an amazing show. Obviously, you know the one that I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, at the Wagah border.
Incredible. Yeah. So that was that day. Then on top of that, I met with Navdeep Suri, who is the Australian High Commissioner back in
Australia,
back in Canberra, in Australia. I met with his parents, who live in Amritsar as well, so it was wonderful to see them. I also visited a number of the colleges and schools that afternoon, and then 3:30 the next morning, just yesterday morning I was up, went out to, of course, the welcoming of the prayer for the morning, which starts at 4:30, AM at the Golden Temple. I was welcomed into the Golden Temple and had the opportunity to witness the Holy Book, to see the Holy Book, and to sit down there while the prayer was being read, and to pay my own homage and say my own prayers. And then I had the great, both myself and my crew, had the great opportunity of being able to work in the kitchen, as you know. They have a kitchen there where they supply food to many people who can come there and get something to eat. Nobody is turned away. Anybody and everybody, regardless of what their religious denomination is or who they are, where they're from, can come and get something to eat there. So myself and my crew worked there for a few hours in the morning, helping prepare the meals, providing the meals, pouring the tea and serving the meals to those people. And then after that I got started back on the road again to complete an 80-kilometer day.
That is wonderful. It's so good to know that you got an opportunity to visit Golden Temple and experience the culture. And that is the essence of our religion, you know, that they're serving the people and no one is turned back. So that is excellent to know. So where are you at the moment, Pat?
So I'm just off National Highway 15. Of course, I'll cross the border tomorrow and enter Kashmir tomorrow, but I can see the mountains in the distance where I am.
So you are actually towards the last leg of your run, and we will definitely catch up with you once you're towards the end, and you will be in the Himalayas at that time. So all the best for the rest of your journey, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you so much to all of your listeners who are supportive of this journey. And as I said, both myself and my crew all believe that our visit to the Golden Temple was absolutely the highlight of this whole journey so far. It's been absolutely amazing and tremendous to see.